All this week, we're talking about how to improve education in our series, Getting Schooled. And there's a lot to talk about, a possible national standard curriculum, standardized test, teachers' pay. But sometimes there are issues that trump all of those things.
Why people bully? Like, why does the bully bully?
I learned empathy because I was a bully, and I've been bullied myself.
My bully choked me unconscious.
I was consistently bullied from about 3rd grade to 12th grade.
My son, it was a neighborhood bully who was 6 years his elder.
Maybe the bully needs help.
There'll be a lot of bitterness about what happened in school. It's a terrible thing.
Sometimes it's nice to get hear the voices of our listeners talking about things they have in common all over the country. But when you're talking about bullying, that's not something I want to know that people have in column. That's people who've called to 8778-MY-TAKE. In Massachusetts, there's a tragic case where bullying has ended up in a death. 15-year-old Phoebe Prince hanged herself in January. She was tormented for months by other students at her high school in the suburb of Springfield. Earlier this week, District Attorney Elizabeth Scheibel announced she's pressing charges against 9 teenagers. Those charges include statutory rape, stalking, and criminal harassment.
Their conduct far exceeded the limits of normal teenage relationship-related quarrels. The investigation revealed relentless activity directed toward Phoebe, designed to humiliate her and to make it impossible for her to remain at school. The bullying for her became intolerable.
With us this morning, Bridget Berman is 16 years old. She's a sophomore in high school, and she wrote a book called Dory Witt's Guide to Surviving Bullies. She wrote that before she entered high school. I actually want to play you a clip of testimony delivered by Bridget Berman before the Massachusetts State House.
When you go into your work, do you have to worry about a coworker harassing you or physically hurting you? And if that coworker did do any of the above to you, would there not be consequences for them? As students, we don't have this protection. We go into schools afraid of being harassed, of being hurt.
Bridget Berman, you yourself have said that you have never been bullied. Why? What makes you so passionate about this issue?
You know, I'm passionate because so many people are suffering, and so many people are crying out for help and looking for answers, and in some places there aren't answers.
Okay. We also have with us Emily Bazelon. She's joining us. She's a senior editor for Slate, and she's actually writing a series on cyberbullying, which reportedly was involved in this case in Massachusetts. Emily, the district attorney there is obviously making it clear that this is not just a matter of name-calling. What pushed this case in Massachusetts into the territory of statutory rape and criminal harassment?
Well, the district attorney made clear that there were a number of incidents actually on school grounds that involved the other kids taunting Phoebe, knocking her books out of her hands, throwing things at her, and kind of following her around and yelling at her, quite serious insults. So I think, you know, people often ask us about bullying because it seems like obviously everyone has something mean happen to them in their lives. But the definition of bullying is that it's pervasive and it's repetitive. And I think that in Phoebe's case, what really got the district attorney's attention was that it seemed inescapable and just, as she said, relentless.
Well, why were there no... There was a description of that the school administrators and teachers were aware of what was going on with Phoebe. Why didn't we see any charges filed against the school officials?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right now. But, you know, what the district attorney said was that certain people, adults in the school, were aware, but we don't know exactly what they were aware of. I mean, this is not... I've spent a lot of time at the school doing reporting, and I think it's safe to say it is not a place where there were a lot of adults sort of standing around deliberately watching a child get tortured. These are, for the most part, good people. Now, you know, to the extent that they really had a sense this was a kid in trouble and didn't act enough, there's a lot of soul searching going on right now in South Hadley. But, you know, to some degree, as I think Bridget was saying, some kinds of bullying can start to seem too normal to us. And so, not just at South Hadley, but in other places too, we tend to tolerate a level of cruelty which just really should not be acceptable.
Well, one of the things they pointed to in this particular case in Massachusetts was the use of social media, that she was ostracized over things like Facebook. This is a clip, again, from District Attorney Elizabeth Scheibel.
A significant obstacle and delay for investigators in this case has been the inexplicable lack of cooperation from internet service providers, in particular, Facebook and Craigslist.
Bridget, do you use Facebook?
I do use Facebook.
Do you find that kids at your school use it and sometimes use it to humiliate other students?
I think everybody does that. I mean, many people in all schools do this because, I mean, there are a lot of things that enable them to. There are honesty boxes where you can post anonymously insults about other people. So it kind of says, please insult other people.
But Bridget, how do we as adults protect you when you're at school from name calling? How do we stop another student from calling you names?
Well, I think one thing we have to look at is the bystanders who are there. Because sometimes as students, we want to go for help, and we go for help. And if the school, as in the South Hadley case, if they're not going to be cooperative and help, you need to teach your child not to be a bystander, to be someone who's going to stand up and take charge. Because when Phoebe was being bullied, there were so many kids who saw that but did nothing.
Well, Bridget, can you imagine getting to the point that Phoebe got to, where you would do something because of something on Facebook and this kind of bullying to take your own life?
I can imagine it because I've talked to many kids and I've heard from many kids who have been at that point. And it's probably the worst feeling you can ever have. And I've heard in emails that they feel trapped, they feel alone, and they say no one cares about them at all. And there's nothing left for them to do. There's no one who's there who can help them. There's no way out. And in her situation, that's exactly how she probably felt.
Okay, Bridget Berman, 16-year-old, author of Dory Witt's Guide to Surviving Bullies. She wrote that book before entering the ninth grade. Also, Emily Bazelon is a senior editor at Slate.com. She's publishing Bully, The New World of Online Cruelty, which is a series of reports on cyberbullying. She joined us from Connecticut. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us.